Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The United Nations Special Rapporteurs for extrajudicial killings and for free expression have requested an immediate investigation into allegations that Saudi Arabia's crown prince was somehow involved in cracking into the phone of Jeff Bezos. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud called the allegations absurd and silly. A forensic analysis commissioned by Bezos showed his phone's security was breached by a malicious video file sent from a WhatsApp account in April or May 2018. Bezos' phone appears to have been compromised by software called Pegasus, offered by Israel's NSO group. WhatsApp sued NSO group in October for attacking its users through undisclosed vulnerabilities. Motorola's foldable Razr phone has a new release date after being delayed due to unexpected demand. The new Razr will be available for pre-orders January 26th for $1,499, arriving February 6th. The Razr has a flexible 6.2-inch display and runs Android on the mid-range Snapdragon 710 chip. Vodafone announced it is withdrawing from the Libra Association cryptocurrency project originated by Facebook. Vodafone says it will concentrate its efforts on financial inclusion through its involvement with mobile money service M-Pesa in Africa. Vodafone said it has not ruled out working with the Libra Association in the future. Libra Association now has 20 members, down from its original 28. Netflix beat expectations overall in Q4, but fell short in the U.S. due to increased competition. Worldwide, Netflix added 8.76 million subscribers for a total of 167.1 million. Its fastest growing region was Asia Pacific, where it added 1.75 million. Netflix added 520,000 subscribers in the U.S., short of its expected 600. Financially, it reported stronger than expected revenue, $5.47 billion, and earnings per share of $1.30. Analysts had expected earnings of 53 cents a share. Netflix expects to add 7 million subscribers worldwide next quarter, below the 8.82 million projection from analysts. GM subsidiary Cruise showed off its autonomous electric shuttle Tuesday. The Cruise Origin is designed to be part of a fleet of ride-hailing vehicles available through an app. The Origin has two rows of seats facing each other that can seat up to six passengers. It does not have a steering wheel or pedals. Origin has been tested on private roads at highway speeds, but it is not yet approved for public roads. Cruise is testing its autonomous technology on public roads, but in cars with steering and other controls and a human safety driver. EA is pushing messages to its Tetris and Tetris Blitz apps for Android and iOS, saying the apps will be discontinued April 21st. They're already gone from the app stores, and after April 21st, neither Tetris game will be playable on devices. A mobile Tetris game called Tetris Royale from Network offers a Battle Royale version coming soon. January 10th, many folks noticed a drop in Apple trade-in prices, often up to $100. For instance, the iPhone XS Max fell from being worth $600 in trade to $500. Forbes cites two anonymous sources who say an increase in trade-ins containing third-party parts from non-Apple repairs is part of the reason. Apple's trade-in prices themselves are set by two non-Apple companies for refurbishment and recycling. Tuesday, researchers from Palo Alto Networks detected the Moustic botnet targeting routers running the open-source Tomato firmware. If the routers are using default credentials and have turned on remote management, they are then connected to an IRC server used to control the botnet. The Moustic botnet infects targets with malicious payloads like cryptocurrency miners and DDoS software. IoT devices often use open-source firmware like Tomato. Finally, Amazon announced Wednesday that its music streaming service now has more than 55 million customers. This includes paid and ad-supported free users. This puts it close to the 60 million total listeners Apple Music announced in June, which includes paid and free trial users. Spotify announced 113 million paid subscribers in September. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.